Religion, politics, and war. We can begin by describing the role of religion in American politics and war with two words: widely underestimated. To be sure, forces that once impelled 20th century sophisticates and academicians to minimize the role played by religion, Marxist economics, scientific modernism, market determinism, Enlightenment fashion, secular humanism, and dismissive sociology, are giving ground. The resurgence of faith is too clear, not least in Islamic, Christian, and Jewish fundamentalism. Pentecostalism is turning parts of Latin America into burned-over districts like that in New York in the 19th century. Dismissals of worship as the mere opium of the people are today running up against hypotheses that humankind may have something like a God gene that breeds religious impulses. From colonial days to the present, war and politics in the United States have borne a heavy imprint of church leadership and denominationalism, the latter frequently overlapping with racial, regional, and ethnic self-identifications. Economics has been subordinate in this basic framework, more of a separate cross-hatching that becomes increasingly important during downturns and panics. My own research into U.S. voting patterns over 5 decades, beginning in the mid-1950s, turned up regional, racial, ethnic, and religious factors as the most frequent and best explanations of why State A or County A differed from State B or County B. To find out how people in a particular neighborhood or apartment building in New York City, for example, were likely to vote, your first question should be ethno-religious. Are the residents Irish, Jewish, Black, White, Anglo-Saxon, Protestant, or what? Incomes would tell you less. In Greenville, South Carolina, especially in a Republican primary, you would want to identify various Protestant, evangelical, fundamentalist, and separatist factions. Despite its importance, religion remained an underappreciated factor in U.S. politics well into the 1960s. To suggest the depth of religion's political influence, an examination of the historical and political dynamics of the 3 principal civil wars among English-speaking peoples, the English Revolution of the 1640s, the American Revolution, and the 1861 to 1865 War between the States, will show religion as a major factor, often the decisive one, in how individuals and communities chose sides. This subject is treated at length in my book, The Cousins Wars: Religion, Politics, and the Triumph of Anglo-America, New York, Basic Books, 1999. Moreover, in these cases, the clergy were commonly among the most prominent drumbeaters. This involvement has also been documented in less significant combats, notably the War of 1812 and the Spanish-American War, and in the 2 U.S. military engagements in Iraq. Unfortunately, relatively few Americans know what to watch for. Ignorance is not bliss. So, too, for religion's role in electoral patterns. In 1990, Oxford University Press published Religion and American Politics, a volume that assembled distinguished contributors. Its purpose was trenchantly described in a chapter by editor Mark Knoll and contributor Lyman Kelstadt. Social scientists studying 20th century politics have assumed, until quite recently, that religion in America is a private affair of little public influence. From this assumption, the conclusion followed that it was not worth studying religion with the same care that sociologists and political scientists devoted to race, income, education, and other important social variables. Scholarship on 19th century America should have shaken these assumptions, but it took the surge of the religious right to alert academics to the continuing salience of religion in political life. Consider: America's founding event, the Revolution, was in many ways a religious war, reiterating some of the cleavages found 130 years earlier in the English Civil War. 2 major religious denominations, Congregationalist and Presbyterian, furnished the highest ratios of patriots in 1776, just as their antecedent groups had been leaders on the parliamentary side in the England of the 1640s. Meanwhile, colonial parishioners of the Church of England, Anglicans then, Episcopalians now, divided in fair measure along high church, low church lines. High Anglicans, especially in New England, New York, and New Jersey, supported the crown as their forebears had in 1642. Low Church Anglicans, the Enlightenment-oriented vestrymen planters of Virginia and the Carolinas who read John Locke and wanted bishops in America no more than Massachusetts Puritans did, supported the Revolution.